Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Delighted to be joined by BT Sports' Matt Smith, who's, I understand, already down in Cardiff sampling the atmosphere. Morning, Matt.
Morning, Al. How are you?
Yeah, fit and well. How are you?
Yeah, got here yesterday afternoon, thank you. And already been chatting to Ian Rush, of course, is the UEFA ambassador for the final. He was here with the trophy in the stadium yesterday, so I had a chat with him for the BT coverage. He's in fine form, obviously very honoured. As a Welshman and a former winner of the competition to be taking the trophy out onto the pitch on Saturday night. So the wheels are already turning here in Cardiff. Two teams arrived today.
Yeah, and the fans will be flooding in their thousands, no doubt, over the course of the next, 24 hours.
Yeah, there was a trickle yesterday. I would say heavy security presence. The roof is already closed at the stadium and will remain closed as a security precaution. There's lots of presence of police, armed and otherwise. There's lots of roadblocks of types already set up for a perimeter. I think that's going to be very extensive both today and particularly tomorrow, with obvious recent events in mind. So that's part of the picture here already. But certainly looking forward to it as a massive occasion and a game of football. I think in lots of ways, with respect to the other teams, it's the two, I would say, outstanding sides in this year's competition that meet here, and arguably the great collection of individuals against the great collective in Juventus, you know?
I think you're spot on, Matt, because two great football teams, but with very contrasting styles.
Yes, I mean, Juve have changed their style this season from being perennially hard to beat. Allegri has taken on board that they've become a bit stale, and in investing heavily in Higuain and Dybala, he's changed the way they play. He's gone for a more attacking style. Mandzukic particularly also almost operating like Samuel Eto'o once did. Mourinho's Inter Milan, where he's playing in a forward part of the pitch, but his defensive duties are obvious, and he gets up and down that left-hand side of the pitch like you wouldn't believe. So they've added more attacking flair to what was already a very strong base. They have a choice tomorrow, but I think they'll go three at the back with the famous BBC of Bonucci, Barzagli and Chiellini with Buffon behind them, and then Alves and Alexandra would be the wing-backs, Pjanic and Kadir in the middle of the park, and then Mandzukic and Dybala and Higuain. So you can see there's plenty there in terms of getting a goal or two, but there's also a hell of a lot to get through for even Real Madrid to score again.
And when you look at Buffon, 39 years of age now, and still this trophy has eluded him incredibly. And I suppose if he lifts it, he must become the oldest player, will he, to lift that trophy?
Not quite. I think Edwin van der Sar, Manchester United goalkeeper in 2008, was a few months old. He'd be right up there. And I went to have a chat with Buffon in Turin on Monday as part of the BT work going to do. And he's in fine form. He obviously knows full well, better than all of us, that this is the medal that has eluded him. And he was saying to me, look, the thing is, obviously, down the years of being even at a great club like Juventus, we've been through our hard times. Obviously, they got relegated and stripped of the title for reasons that I'm sure we all know, probably a bit too complicated to go into now. But basically, he then had a choice, like many players. Did he leave or did he stay and remain loyal? And he decided for the long term to stay rather than leave. He had lots of choices. He had to take a massive drop in wages and all sorts of things. But he felt he owed that to the club that had already looked after him for a number of years. So it's come full circle for him. So in that sense, I suppose his choice back then of, 10, 12 years ago might bear fruit tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think a number had written him off a few years ago as well, but he's certainly at the heart of things today, tomorrow, as far as Juventus are concerned. Real Madrid, Ronaldo steps up to the plate so often on the big occasion. It seems almost written for him, doesn't it? Can he do it again?
Well, I guess he can, because, as you rightly say, he always seems to. He got a hat-trick in the quarterfinals this year, a hat-trick in the semi-finals. I can't believe he's going to get a hat-trick against that Juventus defence, but you write it off at your peril. He's definitely adjusted his game in recent years, from the amount of ground he covered as that flying winger in a Man United shirt to being more of a central part of the pitch player now. He doesn't quite occupy the same space as Benzema, but he's not far off a striker, pure and simple, now. But his intelligence and his movement in and around the penalty area. Obviously, we all know about his aerial threat. I don't think he's lost his physical prowess athletically so much as the kind of stamina and ability to run up and down the pitch all day is perhaps now not quite what it was, but it once was. But his ability to score a goal certainly hasn't diminished. And if anybody can breach that famous BBC, it will be, well, it should have been Real Madrid's BBC. But I guess that all the runes reading suggests that Bale is going to start on the bench. I think he's not quite 100%. And even if he were, I think what Isco has done for Real Madrid in the last few weeks, it would be very, very difficult for Zidane to drop him. So I think Gareth will have to go for the hero role off the bench on 75 minutes or something like that.
No, it's written for him in Cardiff, isn't it, to come on and score the 89th minute winner.
Well, I'm sure he's hoping that. If he doesn't get to start, that will be the next best thing. It hasn't quite, has it, perhaps because of Ronaldo's continued glory, not quite become the fairy tale yet for Bale in Real Madrid. Maybe it never will. I guess he's kind of been waiting for Ronaldo maybe to finish his literary career there and move on and allow Gareth to take the central spotlight. And that hasn't quite happened. And then obviously he's been injured this season. And I don't know if at times he's been brilliant and the Real Madrid fans have really taken to him. But I don't know if he's had the kind of run of brilliance that endears a player totally to a very picky and expectant Madrid crowd. So he would certainly do his case now, Armadillo. Could chip in with something special tomorrow night.
Some finals with big clubs don't quite live up to the expectation. I hope this one does, but does it need an early goal to do so, really, Matt?
Well, I don't know if it needs an early goal in the sense that because they're so well balanced, I think, these two teams, obviously you tend to think of Real Madrid, all-out attack, Juventus coming at the back. I don't think it's quite that simple. I think both teams have got other strengths. Obviously, Real Madrid are very strong in the middle of the park with Kroos and Rich in particular. And no mugs at the back either. Although I think Carvajal might not be fit at fullback and that give them a slight headache. But certainly, yes, in an ideal scenario, you'd say Juventus score in the first half an hour. It sets up the comeback for Real Madrid with Juve trying to nick a second and so on and so forth. But actually, I think they're so good, these two teams, to watch from my point of view and from, I think, football fans' point of view, that even if it stays 0-0 for a while, and it might.
You can admire the defensive.
Yeah, I think there's so many clever and gifted footballers on that pitch that I would like to think we're in for a treat.
You mentioned Ronaldo scoring a hat-trick. I've just looked at a newspaper that says he's 25-1 to score a hat-trick, so I think you're right. It's not going to happen against Juventus.
I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, they spoke to the Juventus defenders, Bonucci and Chiellini, in at the start of the week, and they're well aware of what they're facing, but they're also well aware of how good at defending they have become. I mean, Bonucci said to me, listen, we even spend our days off together. We're like we're that kind of knitted together unit now. We can hardly be separated. He said, in fact, because we go on international duty together as well, we see each other more than we see our kids and wives, you know. But
probably
they have
true.
That telepathic understanding. They are very, very hard to beat. Yeah.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.